Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's cold out there again today.
It is. Didn't notice.
26 degrees where we are in Atlanta. And I thought on the way in today, I want global warming to happen faster.
Herbert.
Yeah, we might be working our way there, but when we got days like this, I'm like, come on, people. We need to start messing up with the environment more and more and more so we don't have to deal with the cold.
Bert doesn't care if his sons or his son's kids have an earth to call home, just as long as he doesn't have to freeze his butt off in the morning coming into work.
Cold. As long as he can have his toes out.
More plastics, people. Okay, Lisa, what happened with you and your wife, man? Somebody laid their hands on your kids?
I wasn't there. Aww. This is all, I'm going to relay it as it was relayed to me with, I'm going to try not to exaggerate. I don't know if my wife did or not. So I came home from hanging out with a friend, and my wife had taken our kids to Stars and Stripes and like bowling arcade or whatever. And
you have three lovely children.
Three lovely children, and she went
two
with...
Two lovely children and the other one.
Now, they're all pretty lovely.
I'm not going to mention which one I think is the other one. Okay. I'm playing.
That's fine. And they went with some neighbors and a bunch of their kids. So there was like a gang of them. And so they went and they bowled, and then afterwards, I guess you get, like, they give you like a gift card or a game card. Like to play after.
So there's an arcade bowling there that they can play stuff.
Yeah, and then they have a bunch of stuff. And
it's not like back in the day when you were using quarters and coins. Now it's a little card. Where
it's a rechargeable card.
Yeah, rechargeable card. I love it.
That's a hustle. That's a hustle right there. You don't realize what you're spending. I mean, just another swipe, You're not pulling the cash out of your pocket. They don't even take cash.
Yeah.
Like, use your card.
It's a little bit like when your last Netflix show happens also, and you're depressed because you didn't know it was coming. It's the same as those cards. You swipe again, and then there's that disappointment of like, oh, no.
No credits.
No credits.
It shows up red on the little slide.
Tells the whole place.
Yeah.
Loser. Mama, I'm out of credits, Mama.
Mama, we're poor. Mama.
Fill up my card. So I guess they were running around. The kids had their cards, and my wife is standing there with some of the other neighbors. And I guess my son Kai and his friend they weren't roughhousing, but they were kind of like going to the next game. And my son kind of like leaned up against this guy that was sitting on like a stool, like
watching an
adult. Uh-huh. Yeah, like a man, like a full grown man, baby. And I'm sitting on this stool watching his kid play. And I guess my son got a little close to him. And so instead of like going, whoa, you know, like putting his hands on his shoulder, like, oh, you know, like,
hey, personal space, buddy.
Yeah, well, not even saying that, just excuse me, mm-hmm. You know, he kind of like used his hands and like pushed. Ooh. Like,
he pushed your son?
Pushed him.
Yeah.
And tell her, how old is your son again?
He's 12.
And this is a grown man.
A grown man.
Mm-hmm. And a kid got he's at a place where there's a ton of kids.
Yeah.
Bowling, like a massive arcade area.
Mm-hmm.
And a kid actually, you know, accidentally invades his personal space. And instead of turning around and, I don't know, using words and communicating with the child, he shoved the child.
Yeah. And I mean, my wife says, close fist. Like, pushed him.
Oh, now, close fist pushed him.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Me either.
Uh-uh. Yeah, like, why? Why not just, like kind of catch him, you know, lightly and be like, yo, excuse me, you know? And,
or even just a light Heisman touch. Just going, excuse me.
Right. Because, you know, he's about to fall. Maybe my son was about to fall into him. But, like, as my wife says, like, close fist pushed him, and where my son didn't fly forward, but he... You know, he definitely, like...
A little momentum.
Yeah, got a little momentum in the direction from where the fists were aiming him. And then the same guy, like, grabbed my son's friend by the arm. And so my wife sitting there watching.
Oh, Mama Bear.
Here we go, Mama Bear.
And basically goes up to him and goes, excuse me, keep your hands off of my son. And, I mean, these are kids. And then the dude's wife...
Okay.
Told her, I'll see you next Tuesday. Like,
called her that?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
she didn't. Stars and Stripes.
I'm telling you. And like, so my wife, she kept, like, I'm proud of her because she kept her composure.
Those are
she
people you like, don't want to mess with, because now that's like, yeah. when somebody has that visceral of a reaction, that's, I see like danger signs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And well, but my wife was like, started berating her about using that language in front of, like, there are kids here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's no absolute reason to talk like that. And so it was just, it was going back and forth. She was so heated up. And I was like, was it really a push? She's like, he used his closed fist. I was like, well, you did the right thing. You stood up for him. Like,
now, I'm not saying what she's saying is not accurate, okay? But when it's your own child, I would love to see the security cameras to see if what she was feeling is really what happened, because I would be the same way. Even a slight push to me would feel like a World Wrestling Federation takedown.
Yeah, it's just like one of those things. It's like when you take a picture with a girl, you don't grope the girl, you know? I mean, it's just like if a kid's going to run into you, you don't, you know, you just kind of capture him and go, excuse me. Yeah. It's like a gentle, like, you don't close your fist and just,
I don't know. Like, if you're part of a family where the wife is using the C word like that, I tend to believe the whole family might be
white trash.
A little.
The Burt Show. Get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Blake Lively's lawyers want Justin Baldoni's to shut up. That's at least a headline that I read yesterday. So Blake Lively's lawyers are accusing Justin Baldoni's attorney, Brian Friedman, of publicly making, quote, misleading and selective statements about Blake Lively amidst this ongoing legal dispute between the two of them. So they're basically asking the court for a hearing to be able to address what's going on. So if you haven't been, you know, snorting and inhaling every single interview that has to deal with this legal dispute, basically Justin Baldoni's attorney has come out on a lot of different platforms. Like, I believe he spoke with Chris Cuomo on Newsmax, Megyn Kelly on Sirius XM. He spoke to TMZ. And then most recently, which I find to be a very interesting turning point, is they released this footage from the film that they both mention in their complaints and their lawsuits, that Blake Lively's attorney came out and said, well, that doesn't prove anything. It just bolsters all of our claims. But then in a letter that USA Today reported on, they're claiming they got a statement from Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' legal team that says, very interesting. Where did it go? Where did it go? Basically says that that this is all, the release of the footage is a stunt by Baldoni's attorneys that reinforces misleading media narratives. So it's a very interesting contradiction. Like, does it bolster her claim, or is it a stunt that is meant to mislead the public?
It sounds like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
That's how it sounds. Uh-huh. So very interesting from them. So we'll see if Brian Friedman ends up getting silenced by this entire thing. But yeah,
I doubt it. Yeah,
we'll probably get an interview from him later today, considering the headlines dropped yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting development. Okay, America's favorite TV shows and movies of 2024 might be some of your favorites. It might be some that you have never heard of before. So a new poll shows that the most beloved movie of 2024 is actually that movie by Timothy Chalamet, A Complete Unknown. The poll shows that 99% of people who were a part of this poll gave it a favorable rating and 75% thought it was great. Deadpool and Wolverine was second, getting the 89% score. And The Wild Robot, which I have never heard of before. Did anybody watch The Wild Robot?
No. I don't think I've even heard of it up until now.
On the TV side, it sounds a lot more like all the shows that I've heard of. Shogun, I know you were a big fan of.
Yes, I loved it.
That was the most popular TV show with a 94% favorable rating.
And it's been winning so many awards.
So many awards. The Bear was a close second with 92%. And Landman, that other Taylor Sheridan show, came out with 91%. And according to the study, Fallout was the most watched TV show, which I believe is on Amazon Prime. It's about that video game, followed by The Penguin and Dune Prophecy. And speaking of TV shows, Netflix is raising its prices. So if you have been sitting pretty at the rate that you have been getting with Netflix, whether it's like the $7.99 monthly subscription without advertisements, it's now going to jump to $17.99, according to Netflix.
A $10 jump?
And if you pay for the premium, the tier is going to go from $22 a month to $24.99 a month.
What?
But it's gone from $7.99 to $17.99?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Yeah. A standard monthly subscription with ads will increase by $1 to $8. Sorry.
They can't more than double it. Right. That's insanity.
I was ready to go on down to Netflix HQ, and I don't even know where that is.
So if you have it with ads, it's going up by $1. Okay. And then if you have it without advertisements, it's going up about $1.50 to $18. And then if you have the tippy top tier, it's going up $2. Please say out of my DMs, it's very early this morning.
There are not many things that I would grab a sign and do chants with people and protest for. But this is one I would go out on the streets.
Yeah. 100%. All right. The internet is going in on a social media influencer for getting a nose job. I'm going to tell you why they're saying it was unethical for her to get it on your next email.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He buzzed the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Maybe I was wrong here. I don't do a lot of games and stuff early this early in the morning because I figure you guys don't have a lot of listeners this early in the morning or you guys are too busy to call. But, man, I put $100 on the line. Yeah. Look at those phones light up.
They did.
Time to lose Bert's money. So the key is pay him out for him to call this early in the morning. Good morning, Jezzy. How are you this morning?
I'm so good. I'm so ready to lose your money.
Okay, I like that attitude. You get nothing. Jez, where are you calling us from?
I am from Canton.
I love you calling in. Thank you, Alicia. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Where are you from?
Good morning. I am from Roswell.
Thank you very much for listening from Roswell. And Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are y'all?
All right. What city are you representing or embarrassing this morning?
I'm going to go with Rep, Woodstock.
Okay, let's go. So here's how Lose Burt's Money works. I've got one trivia question. You got $100 right now. Actually, Jazzy has $100 because she's going to go first. She's got it. With every incorrect answer you guys come up with, we're going to take $10 off of that $100, okay?
All right.
We all get it. Here is your trivia question. 11% of all households have these under one of their beds. What is it? 11% of households. That's not much. 11% of households have these under one of their beds. What is it?
Okay, this, I kind of feel bad saying this because it's under the bed, but maybe a Bible?
A what?
A Bible.
A Bible.
Most people put them in their drawers.
Yeah, right.
So maybe under the... Oh, my gosh. That's so messed up.
God deal
that's
with okay. the monsters?
What's that?
Like God deal with the monsters?
All right.
Makes sense.
Not a bad guess because we're only talking about 11%, but that's not the correct guess. So, okay, Jazzy, you should now have very guilty feelings about losing $10 for everybody else.
So happy I called in.
Alicia, good morning. It's only 11% of all households, but they have these under one of their beds. What is it?
One of the trundle beds.
One of the trundle beds?
The ones, so, especially if you have kids, there's beds that have, a bed underneath of it that you can pull out for somebody to sleep on.
Yeah, okay. Oh. That is not the correct answer.
That was a good guess,
but you guys are both. Mm-hmm. Very nice guesses. Hannah, go ahead. You got, $80 now?
Oh, goodness. Pressure's on. Okay, Shoes.
Okay. Shoes under the bed. 11% of households have shoes under the bed. That is not true. I would imagine that number is much higher.
Okay, you guys have not guessed what's under my bed yet.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Jazzy?
Yes.
All right, 11% of households have these under one of the beds in their home. What is it?
All right, so we're going to go completely opposite now that I feel so guilty, and we're going to say trash.
Trash.
Just trash. Throw it down there. Okay, that
like water
is...
papers, or yeah.
Sure, wad it up. I mean, and the trash can is probably right there, but you're like, that's too far. Yeah. I'll just throw it under the bed. That is not the correct answer.
Okay.
All right, no sweat. We're going to go to Alicia now. And how much is up for grabs now?
60.
$60, Alicia. 11% of households have these under one of their beds. What is it?
Oh, shenanigans.
pure shenanigans here.
Better than saying the other S word.
We did this growing up. Parts of your dining room table, like the leaf.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Why would you put that under your bed?
Because it... I mean,
there's nowhere long
storage.
Enough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 11%. So that would be rare, but that is not the correct answer.
Still haven't guessed what's under my bed.
All right, Hannah, good morning. Go for it. If you don't get this right, I'm going to give you guys another little hint.
And this is for $50, Hannah.
I'm going to go with dishes.
Dishes. 11% of all households have these under their beds. Dishes under the bed is the correct answer.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
My sister used to do that. That's the thing. Yeah.
Yep. That number actually goes up if you are at home with teenagers. Yep. But yes, dirty dishes.
Dirty dishes. Ew.
that's disgusting,
crazy.
Man.
That is not what's underneath my bed.
What were you thinking is underneath your bed?
Wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper.
I keep all that long wrapping paper underneath my bed.
Okay. I was thinking fur balls or hair balls, like if you have pets.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it is dishes. Dirty dishes underneath the bed. Congrats. That's $50?
Yes.
$50.
The Burt Show.
If you're new around here, I am a big fan of line in the sand days, especially for women. And for me, a line in the sand day is like, look, you've been going out with this guy for a while. You guys have dabbled in talk about marriage. He keeps seems to put it off and put it off and put it off. And finally, in your own head, you have a deadline date. It's not an ultimatum. That's what is different about this. In your head, you have a date. If the dude proposes, he meets that date, then great. If not, you bounce. But you can't keep moving that date or you're never going to take off. And the reason why I say this is because I've seen too many women in their 20s that go into their mid-30s with the same dude. And then he wakes up one morning and decides, you know what? Marriage is just not for me. And there you are for 10 years hanging with this guy, assuming that there's a commitment. And there's not. So with this follow-up Thursday, it's a little bit of the same because she was promising herself she's going to take off if her dude did not propose to her, and we never followed up on it. So Mo's got the recap.
All right, so after 5 years together, Nancy was expecting a marriage proposal. Her boyfriend repeatedly gave excuses for not proposing. Lack of money, being busy, needing to finish grad school, etc. He even gave her a promise ring that promised her he would give her a special proposal one day. So Nancy decided to give a quiet ultimatum. If he didn't propose by Valentine's Day, she was going to end the relationship. So what happened?
That sounds good on paper, but Valentine's Day comes and goes. Does she really follow through on her own word?
So here's the update. It says, hi, guys. I can't believe it's been a whole year. Do you want to guess if I'm currently engaged? Spoiler alert. I'm not, but that's not from lack of trying. I didn't give him an ultimatum or let him know I was expecting to be proposed to by Valentine's Day. I did, however, try to manipulate him into thinking about it through subliminal messaging. I would leave my laptop open with my wedding Pinterest board up. I would bring up the weddings of our acquaintances and friends in random conversations. I asked him very far in advance if he wanted to do anything special for Valentine's Day. One night, in a moment of true desperation, I just whispered, propose, propose, propose in his ear.
So his subconscious is hearing it. Uh-huh. He's in REM sleep, but his subconscious is hearing it.
I whispered, propose, propose, propose in his ear as he slept. This did not make me feel like an adult, but the truth is, I would have felt so pathetic bringing up my dream of getting married one more time with this man. I still harbored this romantic idea that he would understand my heart and surprise me one day by getting on one knee. So I was thrilled when the week before Valentine's Day, he told me to clear my calendar for the evening. He let me know he had a night planned for us and was very coy, refusing to share any details. Of course, I immediately assumed he was proposing. When Valentine's Day arrived, he woke me up with a beautiful breakfast in the morning and had flowers ready for me at home when I came back from work. He gave me time to really doll myself up that evening before driving me to a secret location.
Uh-oh. He's about to offer. Rather than propose, he's going to commit murder.
He had booked reservations at a restaurant with incredible views. We ate, drank, laughed, and watched the sunset. I felt like I was in a dream. And then the check came. And then we got up from the table and left. And we got in the car. And on the way home, I finally realized he was not going to propose today. I started bawling, crying in the car. My frustration just leaked out in that moment, and I told him I was so upset. I asked him why he hadn't proposed and told him I felt led on. He was shocked, but he stayed quiet and asked to talk about it at home. Once there, he took my hand and confessed to me that after some deep thought, he had realized he was just not the marriage type.
Oh, well, he had a proposal, all right.
How long had they been together?
Five years.
Okay.
He told me that he loved me and wanted to stay with me forever, but that he would never be comfortable getting married. He said he hoped that our relationship meant more to me than a piece of paper. I asked him if he would ever change his mind, and he said no. I asked why he had never shared any of this with me, and he told me that he was afraid he would lose me. So to catch you up to speed today, we are still living together. I made some big proclamations after his confession about moving out and finding the right person for me. I even gave the promise ring back, but I never pulled the trigger. We were like roommates for months, and as of recently, I've let him back into my heart a little more again because I do still love him. Today, I'm trying to figure out what it is I want. Should I break it off with him for good? Is marriage more important than being with him? I don't know anymore, so right now, I'm back to casually dating the man I thought I was going to marry. Regrets, Nancy.
He's lying to you, because when he's like, oh, our relationship is more important than just a piece of paper, okay, if it's just a piece of paper, then you shouldn't have a problem getting married. So clearly it's not just a piece of paper to him. It's something more. And he's got some kind of reservation or cold feet deep inside. You got to, if you want to get married, you got to ditch him.
I say at this point, it's on you though, right, Nancy? Because now he's told you, this is where I'm at. This is where my head's at. 100% honest. I don't know how much discussion you guys had about marriage beforehand. That's sort of the caveat of a line in the sand day. There has to be some kind of agreement or that he knows how you feel about marriage, right? If you've never had that talk, then all bets are off. But you guys have had this talk before and he knows how important it is. So you made your point. He has been honest with you and said, this ain't never going to happen for me. If you continue to go back, now it's on you.
I agree. You have your answer. I feel like you've always had your answer. I've always felt like if you have to do all of this to get somebody to marry you, you really have your answer. You shouldn't have to force somebody to marry you. You shouldn't have to convince them to marry you. He should just want to do it. And if he doesn't, it's up to you to decide what you do from that point. Like she asked the question, is being with him more important than being married? That's the question. And if you feel like marriage is more important than being with him, then you got to move on.
I totally agree. Like, if y'all see me begging a man to marry me, you need to call for help. Like, that is a cry that somebody's got to get me out of there, because you should not have to convince somebody to spend the rest of their lives with you. And he's saying to you that he wants to spend, you know, maybe not the rest of his life, but the next foreseeable future with you. And I think he needs to be able to articulate why he is so against marriage, because at the very least, then you can understand why you're going to leave him when you realize that he's never going to marry you.
You guys aren't on the same page. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a woman who, I got engaged 10 years into the relationship, okay? But my husband and I, we were on the same page. And so the fact that you two aren't on the same page makes me want to believe, like, if marriage is really important to you, and I think it is, then you're going to have to bow out. And it's a hard pill to swallow.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So in January here, moving on, Kristen has made the same agreement with herself that a lot of you guys have made with yourself. And that's, you know what? I overdid it in November. I overdid it with the alcohol in December. Also for the holidays, I'm giving myself a break here. I'm just going to live life. But January rolled around and you're like, that was too much. So you decided to do dry January. So how's it going?
So I, like you just said, I imbibed. I felt a little too much in December, and more so instead of like for revelry and fun, it was more like a coping mechanism. I recognize that. I'm like, we're going to do a reset in 2025. I am going to partake in dry January. Here we are 3 weeks in.
Yep.
I have still held strong.
Not one sip.
Not one sip.
Well done.
Not
well
one done. Sip of alcohol so far this month. However, I did write down a list of all the times I wanted to drink but didn't.
Okay. All right.
Because I feel like that can give you an insight into your drinking habits and kind of like my own little personal research as to, all right, all the times I wanted to drink and forcibly made myself not. I think it's good to see where and when I want to drink.
At the end of your list, were you surprised by how many times that you wanted to drink, or were you pleasantly surprised by how little you wanted to drink?
We're in the middle.
Okay. Muscle manos?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not excessive, but it's not shockingly low either.
Fair.
I think it's pretty, I think it's understandable. Okay. I think all of them make total sense, all right? So we're just going to kick it off.
What's the percentage of these that had to do with being a mom?
One, two, three.
Three of them, okay.
Half
of the list.
Uh-huh. All right, so the first time I wanted to have a drink was after the Great Fish Fiasco of 2025. So we lost Dinosaur. I had to go get a Dinosaur 2.0. And this was early in the morning. Cassie and her kids were coming over for a play date. I was successful in the transition of Dinosaur 2.0. And I really wanted a little celebratory mimosa with my friend Cass.
This was when you told your son, because you got a similar looking fish, but that didn't have stripes. And you said, well, this type of fish, when it gets older, loses its stripes.
Correct. And he's three and he believed it. And it was beautiful. And now he's totally fine that Dinosaur no longer has stripes.
Yeah, it's just mature.
Yeah, Dinosaur just grew up.
Yep.
All right, so the next one, when I was out to dinner with three small children. So my friend and I, it was a family outing to the Atlanta Botanical Gardens. We went to their restaurant. We're sitting there. Of course, the moms are on one side of the table with the three kids. The dads are on the other side. And Claire and I just look at each other like, we're going to have to schedule something else because we're not going to be able to have a full-blown conversation. And this is really annoying. And I would really love a glass of Sauvignon Blanc or maybe a lovely Pinot Noir right now. And it would really go well with my fish that I ordered that was super expensive. But I can't because I'm doing dry January. So that was the second one.
It's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Third one.
Were they drinking, by the way? Was everybody else at the Botanical Gardens drinking?
Our husbands were.
Okay.
Yeah, they were having some beers.
Gotcha.
The next one, no explanation needed. I'm just going to say it and move on. It was after a funeral visitation. Mm. Got home, really wanted a glass of wine, but did not.
Absolutely.
The next one, I feel for some, at least half the country will understand. Again, needs no explanation, and that was Inauguration Day. Really wanted a cocktail or a drink that day, but obviously did not. Next, I had a spa day and I went and got a massage, and the place where I went and got my massage has free booze.
Oh.
They have their own free signature drink, or you can get like a free glass of champagne.
Oh, that's different when it's free.
Is that the St. Regis? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that cocktail's really good too.
With the elder, the elderflower. Oh.
And free booze.
That's
too.
Free, man.
That
tastes
right?
Better. That part every time.
And my cheap butt is like, how am I? So I'm sitting there.
And you're at like one of the most expensive restaurants in Atlanta. You're at the St. Regis.
I'm not at a restaurant. I'm at the spa.
A spa, I mean,
yeah. I'm at the spa. So I'm sitting there in my little robe, laying out on my lounge seat with my book, and the woman comes up and I'm like, can I get a green tea? And the woman next to me is sipping her glass of champagne, and I'm like, I'm actually trying to like taste it as she's taking sips, and I'm like, if she sees me staring at her, she's gonna think I'm crazy. And then the last one I think makes total sense for everybody, not just those with kids, but our epic snow day that we had. Mm-hmm. We had the most epic snow day. And I'm sitting there in my house. My husband had made a beautiful fire. And I really just wanted to make a cup of hot cocoa and throw a bunch of Baileys in it. But I couldn't because it's dry January.
Good for you, though. So what has been, just really, really quickly, what's been the thing that has made you strong when you were tempted with all of this? Just the commitment that you made to yourself?
The commitment that I made to myself. Yeah, literally. Because there have been times when I'm in my house and there is a bottle of red in the bottom of a cabinet, and I'm like, who's going to know? Right. Nobody's going to know.
You.
Nobody's going to. But I'm going to know. So I have I've held strong. I have wavered, but I have held strong.
You're almost there.
Good for you. The Burt Show. Always zigging and zagging, but this bad energy just keeps following him, and you're not doing anything wrong.
I think I'm being haunted, truly, by negative energy. And it's time to officially do something about it. And my lady is now finally convinced that I need to do something about it. So I've mentioned before on the show that I don't know what it is. It's been like this for a very long time for me. It just seems like I could be doing anything. I could be sitting on a plane. I could be walking down the street, just purely minding my business. And something will happen that out of nowhere, that just seems to test my patience for whatever reason. And I've always heard the saying that if God keeps testing you in one area and you keep failing, that's the reason he keeps testing you. You have to pass the test. And I don't know how to pass the test, but I've just always felt like this happens to me. And I don't know why. So I was telling my girl about it one day. And then the incident happened when we were in Thailand walking down the street. And this random stranger came up to us and tried to buy her off me. And it was a perfect example for her of like how. See, I told you, like, I really be minding my business. Like, why does this kind of stuff always happen?
And just to be clear, it wasn't buy her forever. It was a one night sale.
I don't know. We didn't have the debate or the discussion.
No negotiation.
Yeah, we didn't negotiate.
You didn't have an agent. He didn't have an agent.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And I regret it, but that's not here nor there. So the other day, my lady comes to me and she's like, I really think you need to consider doing like a cleansing. I think maybe that'll get whatever the negative energy is off of you. And I don't know what made her suddenly want to take this so seriously. It could have been that. It could have been her seeing my phone and my ex called me the other day.
Out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere, man. Absolutely nowhere. I have not heard from her. We have not spoke. I don't know what's going on in her life. But of course, like as you're watching your iPad, you're watching a movie with your significant other. That's the time when pops up on the screen.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
awkward.
Like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, that's great timing.
Whatever movie you're watching just became a horror.
I don't even think we finished the movie. So I had to explain to her, like, I promise you, this is not how it looks. That is the most random of calls. And she was like, yeah, it's time for a change. So she believes, and she might have a point. I never thought about this, that maybe in the time that I've now had my apartment, which has been 6 or 7 years, whatever it's been, that I've had a lot of people come in and out of my apartment. Some of them I'm not so fond of today. So she believes that a lot of these people who may have been in my personal space and are now no longer rooting for me from a distance, their energy, their bad energy could have been left in my place. She firmly believes this. So I come home the other day. And there's just like a pile of things. There's candles, there's incense, there's salt, there's sage, there's all of it. And oatmeal to get in the bath, like just a bunch of everything.
Your ex-girlfriend.
She wasn't there, thankfully. But I've never tried to cleanse energy.
Smudged anything?
Never, never in my life. I don't even know that this works. I don't know how this works. I don't know what to do, but she is completely convinced that I need to take on some kind of smudging cake. I know you've done it.
Mm-hmm. Several times for different houses. I've done it for my own, done it for my mom's, done it for my friends. And I think it's more of a mindset placebo thing than anything. If I'm being honest, it just makes you feel a little better about the situation. And maybe that changes your own energy. Therefore, when you change your own energy, you're attracting different energy.
Right.
It's one of those deals. But I mean, it doesn't hurt. And it's so simple. And if it makes you feel better, then by all means, absolutely do it. Because you take the sage and you burn it. Granted, you're in an apartment, so you don't need to It only needs to smoke a little bit. It only needs to be smoking a lot because we don't need the, you know, like,
don't set the fire alarm off.
No. But you open a window so the bad energy has somewhere to go out.
Okay.
And then in every corner of every room, you just take the sage and you like swirl it around and then you go to other corners, swirl it around. And in every room in the house, you do that and you just think positive cleansing thoughts. And then all the bad energy is supposed to be released. And then you have like a new calming space.
Okay.
All right. So I've got a different take on it. Although that sounds lovely and very woo woo. I think you need a tweak in your thinking. I don't think that bad energy is following you, at least in this last example, because every day something little is going to go wrong in our days. That doesn't mean it's bad energy.
It's life.
I think it's the way you're looking at it. So there you are in this very exotic location with the woman that you love the most in Thailand. It's a dream spot for most people. But then this call comes in while you guys are watching this movie. That's not bad energy. I mean, look at what's around you, man. That's just, these are things that happen on the course of any given day. So I'm wondering if you want like a perfect day and you are considering any little thing that goes wrong part of bad energy when it's just part of life.
It could be. I mean, that's one example. I could sit here and give you 365 of through 1 year that I would deal with. But in that example, yeah, I think that was more of the tipping point for her to say we should do something. But it's not like anything. It is life, ultimately. Mm-hmm. It's completely life. But I also feel like since she brought it up where Kristen said it doesn't hurt, I just wanted to make sure if anything, we do it right. Like, yeah. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You don't
saying?
Want to reverse
I don't
it.
Want, exactly. I don't want to go the way. Other way. But I do agree with you. I think the majority of the time it is life and it is tweaking your perspective. But if she believes sage is going to help, then yeah. I'm here to try it.
And it makes the place smell nice. So, I mean.
That's a bonus. That's a plus.
Can't hurt.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The internet is going crazy over a social media influencer for deciding to get a nose job. And I'm sure you're thinking, Abby, it's a very normal thing for people in the entertainment industry to get done. You did it. Why are people criticizing her? Well, this all has to do with Bad Baby, who you might better know as the Catch Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil. No, she's obviously had a little bit of a different kind of career since then. She's come out with some actual bangers in the last couple of years. I don't know if you guys remember Gucci Flip Flops. That was a big TikTok song a couple years ago.
You said bangers and Mo looked at you like, we got different definitions of bangers.
I was very intrigued to hear some of these bangers.
Gucci Flip Flops goes so hard, and that's the only one that I remember. Other than that, she really is just someone I think that makes most of her money from social media and I think OnlyFans.
Oh, she made a buttload off of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I use that phrase on purpose.
So people are mad at her for deciding to get a nose job because she actually revealed that she's currently battling cancer. Oh. And so people are like, why don't you focus on the cancer before you focus on your face? So she recently came out and said that the type of cancer that she had, it was fine. It was doctor approved because it's a blood cancer and not like a breast or lung cancer.
I literally am 21 years old battling cancer. If you don't think I'm gonna live my life till the fullest and do everything I want to do without a care in the world about what you, or the next you got to say about me, I'm gonna do me like always.
I get where she's coming from emotionally. Like, when you hear so many criticisms about yourself, you're just like, leave me alone. But to be fair, I think they were all coming from a good place where it's like, if you're really battling this tough, health thing right now, maybe take a step back. Maybe don't focus on the plastic surgery. Maybe handle the cancer first and then get your face done.
While I don't disagree with you, I do like her attitude about, you know what, I'm going to do me. I don't care what the comments are.
If the doctor signs off on it, the doctors say it's fine, then do you.
Listen, getting a rhinoplasty is really tough on your body. The fact that she is deciding to go through that while simultaneously going through treatment, she's a warrior.
Yeah, I would say she's not a Mensa candidate. While that does make some sense, I don't know if the IQ is way up there.
She's unapologetically her, no matter the intelligence level.
Stop hating on my girl. She put out the hit banger Gucci flip-flops.
It's like one of those doodles. I mean, they don't have a lot of intelligence, but damn, they're cute.
Okay, I forgot to get to this during our last entertainment buzz, but a little bit of tea has come out about Justin Baldoni and his current lawyer. So you've heard me talk about Brian Friedman, who is going to be defending him in all of this legal, in this legal back and forth between him and Blake Lively. But apparently he had to put some differences aside when he decided to bring on Brian Friedman to this case. So apparently Brian Friedman actually went up against him for a different case, for a different person that was suing Justin Baldoni, all over a script that he allegedly stole from a writer with a disability. This has everything to do with his movie that he put out a couple of years ago called 5 Feet Apart. A writer wrote his own script based off of his own life called 3 Feet Distance. So he came after him using Justin Baldoni's current attorney. And we don't really know what they settled with. All we know is that the case did end and they settled at some point. So a little bit of tea there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I heard you guys talking a couple of weeks ago about the Sphere in Las Vegas. Yes. And about who you would want to see. Like, if you had the opportunity to fly out to Vegas and see somebody, like, what is the ideal artist to see out there? Because right now, there's already a residency happening, but Kenny Chesney is set to take over the Sphere later in 2025. And I thought it was interesting, a little country. What? Why are we laughing?
Oh, no, just my face. Because I'm not a country fan. Oh. So that would be like a nightmare for me. I went to one Kenny Chesney concert. That was enough for me. No shade to those who, if that's your jam, that's your jam. That just, Mo and I had an opportunity to go to a country concert before, and we were both like, they respectfully bow out.
You're missing out.
I've been to them.
You hadn't had fun?
No, I did not.
Oh my God, one of the times of my life, man.
Yeah, no, that's just...
For me, it doesn't really matter who the artist is at the Sphere. The Sphere is the act. So I would probably go to see somebody that I didn't dig so much. I don't know much about Kenny Chesney, but I just... One of my bucket list items is just to go there and see what it's all about because it's so different.
It was rumored that either Beyonce or Harry Styles is going to take over a residency. Mm. And to me, I think
Beyonce would be amazing. Yeah.
It would be amazing. I think she's too big for the Sphere, so I could maybe see it being like a one night only thing and maybe they like televise it and put it on Netflix.
Oh, make it into like not a documentary, but some kind of like a concert movie.
Yeah, kind of like film. The Beyonce Bowl for Netflix. Mm-hmm. Harry Styles would be really fun, like, you know, have a little trippy night because mm-hmm. he is a very specific sound. At the Sphere, it would be a good time.
Oh, let's get two stories together here. Catch Me Outside girl. I'd like to go see her at the Sphere.
I want to see Gucci flip-flops live. All right, it looks like two beloved actors are possibly making a sequel to their cult classic decades later. I'm going to tell you who recently reunited in a cryptic social media post on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.